House lights. Well, I can only say what a great pleasure it is to be standing here on this stage in this city at this time. So we're going to kick off with a tune called Digging Anew, Looking to the Future. Up and go.
Time to pay for the fool.
Francisco, welcome to Pablo Cook from Camden Town. Welcome. And over behind me on the drum kit, Mr. Smiley Culture. And from Sheffield, England, with a black leg full, Mr. Anthony Ginn. With a bass guitar tonight, over the border, from Glasgow, Scotland, Mr. Scott Shears. And last but not least, Manchester is in the house. From north of England, Mr. Martin Slattery. Okay, we've got a new form here. And this is the punk rock, folk rock blues, okay? You can shout insults, anything you want, because this is called interacting, right? Well, I ain't gonna take a blind bit of notice, but I got a feel for plow.
I see a million walking through the mile, but you can take games and the tune out. Could anybody tell me which way to go? Could anybody come back on the CB radio? Thank you.
Thank you very much. To the ladies, if you don't mind. On a topical note, I see the women's soccer team of the USA has reached the World Cup final. And this is true as well. In the 1930s in Britain, women's soccer teams used to draw crowds of 30,000 to 40,000 every week until the men got jealous and they cancelled the whole show. So women's soccer does have a very long lineage to it that has been suppressed in Europe because the men's egos couldn't take the fact that the ladies were drawing crowds that big. This is true. We all know what a man's ego is like. Anyway, that's a long preamble because this is a song about one of our wonderful soccer players called Tony Adams that no one's ever heard of. However, he's captain of Arsenal. And this song really has nothing to do with Tony Adams. This song is about going to a festival and losing your friends and losing your mind and then kind of enjoying it all the more. All right. Thank you. Guys, this is great. We appreciate this. Okay. Yeah. I'd like to talk, that's all right. I've been hiding under a rock for 15 years, yeah? There's a lot of moss under there, yeah? So anyway, I got some of the moss, you know? I began to look at this moss, and I watched the way it slowly crept out of the entrance of my cave, down onto the meadow, and then it took over the meadow, and then it hit the hedge, and then it did the fence, and then it did the bridge, and then it did the high street, and then it took over the entire town and the city beyond that, and then the country is all connected with that, and then it took over the whole of Italy and Greece and all that shit, and I went, this moss is going places. So I decided to take a leap out of the book of moss, and get these honchos together, and get my ass out on the road here. We saw here in the States before we done really, we kind of flew in and we played DC the night we flew in, then we drove to New York where I played that, then we drove to Chicago, played that, then we drove to Milwaukee, did that, and then we flung in here. So we're ready to rock, and this one is called, Scott, what's it called? Thank you. back to the wax room. I got all the way to the program ride with all the dead poets' beats. And I got asked the tarmac and the asphalt and the painters painted lines on the road. Which way did they go? Which way did they go? And what did they leave? What did they leave? We gotta find it on the floor.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good. Check this out. No one's heard this before, and it's called Yalla Yalla, and we're bringing it out of Britain for the first time. We're going to try and swing this one in a North 17 style, which is the borough of London where we recorded a record here. And this is called Yalla Yalla.
I was
Okay. There's only two British rock and roll songs. One of them, Shaking All Over, by Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, okay? And this is the other one, by Vincent Taylor and the Playboys.
Thank you.
UK, it's the season of festivals. We've been going to a lot. Anyway, we went down this festival, okay? And I had my incredibly large Calypso record collection with me, all right? And it just so happened this techno festival was on the beach, but the police were coming by. So they said to me, right, you get on the decks and play the Harry Belafonte really low, and we'll wait while the cops go by with the decibel readers, and when they check that it's all low, and they go home, then we're going to lash it up with the techno crew, okay? So I said, all right. Anyway, this thing went down, and I'm there in the middle of this techno festival playing Harry Belafonte records, and everyone trying to kill me. Anyway, we got the song out of it, and it's called On the Techno D-Day on Omaha Beach. Oh, Valley. Now just be careful of the ladies down the front here, okay? Mosh heads, yeah? That's kind of standard of behavior here.
See you.
say down the road came a jungle partner, partner, partner. Oh, Lordy. China and Tibet. Thank you. you. I'd like to rock this one, to rock us out and out onto the street, right? But thank you for showing up here and giving us some support. We appreciate it. Thank you.
time in this city, long time. Best tonight, best tonight.